Athena has definitely been on a lot of people's radars lately, and the news around ENA feels like a real shift in momentum.
It is, and the two big changes are a proposed buyback mechanism and a major adjustment to the venture capital token unlock schedule.
Put together, they make Athena look more focused on improving token economics, easing near-term selling pressure, and tying ENA more clearly to how the protocol actually performs.
The buyback is especially significant because it would let a portion of protocol revenue be used to repurchase ENA from the market.
That matters because it gives the token a more direct economic role.
Right now, protocol revenue can exist somewhat separately from the token. A buyback would channel some of that value back toward ENA holders.
I would be careful not to oversell it, though. This does not guarantee price gains or remove market risk.
Exactly. But it can make the token feel less like a governance-only or purely speculative asset, and more connected to real network activity.
And that connection is important because Athena's growth story depends a lot on UST, its synthetic dollar asset.
If UST adoption expands, the protocol is more likely to generate meaningful economic activity.
Then a buyback framework gives that activity a clearer path toward benefiting ENA holders.
In practical terms, it helps position ENA as a participation instrument in the protocol's growth, rather than a standalone speculative token.
That distinction really matters in crypto, where a lot of people are skeptical of tokens without a clear economic function.
The second major development is the proposed overhaul of the VC unlock schedule.
This one may be less visible to casual observers, but it can have a big effect on supply and market behavior.
In many crypto projects, early investors and venture capital backers receive large allocations that are released over time.
And when those tokens unlock, they can create waves of selling pressure, especially if market conditions are weak or early backers want to take profits.
By restructuring the unlock process, Athena appears to be trying to reduce that overhang.
A more gradual or rethought schedule can smooth out supply increases and lower the risk of sudden sell-offs.
That matters because token price action is often driven not just by demand, but also by the timing of supply releases.
If a large amount of tokens comes available at once, it can overwhelm buying interest, even if the project has strong fundamentals.
It also sends a signal about how the project views long-term token value.
If early backers are subject to a structure that discourages immediate dumping, it suggests the team and its investors are more focused on sustained growth than short-term liquidity events.
That can be reassuring for other holders, especially retail investors who may feel exposed to large allocations unlocking later.
In practice, this kind of change can help stabilize sentiment and reduce one of the structural headwinds many token projects face.
And these developments are not just about the token.
They are closely tied to the broader growth of UST.
Athena's value proposition has depended heavily on the success and adoption of its synthetic dollar.
If UST continues to grow, the protocol is more likely to generate meaningful revenue.
And that revenue becomes more important in shaping the project's long-term economic model.
The buyback proposal and the unlock overhaul both help frame ENA in a way that supports that growth story.
The buyback gives protocol revenue a clearer role in token value, while the unlock changes help manage the supply side.
Together, they create a more balanced structure.
Instead of the token being seen only as an asset that may face steady sell pressure from early holders, it can be viewed as part of a broader economic engine tied to protocol performance.
That is especially important because many crypto projects struggle to maintain excitement after the initial launch phase.
The first wave of attention often fades once the initial price action settles.
To keep interest alive, projects need to show that their fundamentals are evolving.
Athena's latest moves suggest it is trying to do exactly that by strengthening the connection between protocol activity, revenue, and token incentives.
Even with these positive signals, there are still several factors investors should monitor.
The first is the outcome of the buyback vote.
If the proposal passes, the details of implementation will matter a lot.
How much revenue is allocated to buybacks, how often they occur, and whether the mechanism is transparent and sustainable will all influence how well it works in practice.
The second factor is the actual execution of the VC unlock changes.
A better designed schedule is promising, but its real impact will depend on how it plays out over time.
If investors continue to sell aggressively, the structural improvement may be less effective than hoped.
If, however, the new framework helps smooth out supply releases, it could become an important part of the token's longer-term story.
Finally, the broader market environment remains a key variable.
Crypto assets are highly sensitive to macro conditions, liquidity cycles, and risk appetite.
A stronger token structure can help, but it cannot fully insulate a project from broader market downturns.
Still, when a protocol is working to improve its economic design, it is usually better positioned to weather volatility and maintain confidence over time.
In summary, the latest developments around Athena suggest the project is taking important steps to strengthen its token outlook.
The proposed buyback mechanism gives ENA a clearer link to protocol revenue, while the VC unlock overhaul aims to reduce one of the more common sources of selling pressure in tokenized ecosystems.
Together, these changes make the case for ENA feel more grounded and less dependent on short-term speculation.
That does not mean the path forward is simple.
Adoption of UST, market conditions, and the successful execution of governance proposals will all play a major role in shaping what happens next.
But by addressing both demand-side incentives and supply-side risks, Athena is positioning itself in a way that could support a more durable narrative.
For investors following the project, these changes are worth watching closely because they go beyond immediate price action and touch on the broader question of whether ENA can remain a meaningful part of the protocol's long-term value proposition.